In the words of Marcus Aurelius, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. The dichotomy of control is the distinction between what we can control and what we can't. For example, the weather, traffic issues, or what people think about you are all outside of your control. But how you dress, at what time you leave, and the kind of people you surround yourself with, that you can control. So, whenever you face a situation that makes you feel a certain way, ask yourself, what can I control? Whatever you can control is a reason to act. Whatever you cannot control, you should learn to accept and embrace without letting it affect you. Learning to distinguish between these two things and act accordingly can clear your mind instantly. A very important part of the dichotomy of control is amor fati, or translated, love for fate. When you embrace life and all the circumstances it brings you, you will always love life. You cannot escape fate or decide circumstances that are out of your control, but you can choose to love your life no matter what. If you find yourself rejected for a job you've wanted for years, you might think there's no redemption in such a situation. You wanted the job, tried, and failed. You couldn't possibly pretend to love fate in a circumstance like this. However, this is a misunderstanding. Instead of viewing the fact you didn't fulfill your ambition purely as a negative, investigate what led to the negative result and use it to make a positive move. Either the reason you didn't get the job was a failure on your part, in which case this is something you can control. You can work on those failings and try again when a similar opportunity appears in the future. Or the reason was an external factor like nepotism or a personality clash with a member of the hiring staff. This was never in your control, meaning the opportunity never truly existed, and there's no point getting upset over something that's never existed. One part of accepting fate is distancing yourself from a fixed outcome and from external markers of success. If you want to be a writer, for example, and measure your success by the amount of sales your book makes, then you'll let your success be controlled by the arbitrary book market of the time. But if you choose to measure your success by how satisfied you are with your finished product or by the amount of work you put into it, then you are in control of your success. So by all means, make sure to do everything in your power to try and achieve your goals, but never forget that you might not achieve them and accept this possibility in advance. If we occupy ourselves only with what's in our control and vow to accept everything that isn't the exact way it comes, then one will find themselves being calm, whatever happens.